Amsterdam om prachtige dingen tegen te komen. God created evil, created her for evil and for havoc, to snare us and seduce us, to infect us and to destroy us, never leaving fingerprints. Op deze wijze, heeft iemand het herkend? Lulu, Alban Berg, op deze wijze wordt Lulu op het toneel geroepen in de laatste opera van Alban Berg, met dezelfde naam, Lulu. Pianist Christos Papandreopoulos, yes, ik heb het goed gedaan, en saxofonist Andreas Mader, die maakte een voorstelling waarin deze Lulu centraal staat en een andere vrouw, Lilith. Die hebben vast volgens hun iets met elkaar te maken. We gaan het straks horen. Eerst muziek. Zij wonnen de Orkaanprijs tijdens Grachtenfestival Pitches. Niet Lilith en Lulu, maar deze twee mannen, Christos en Andreas. I just use your first names. That's thank better. You do it with Lilith and Lulu. They also are first names, huh?
Exactly.
Nothing else. What do these two women have in common for you? I mean, Lilith is, I think, the symbol of the femme fatale, the bad, destructive woman.
Well, Lulu is the femme fatale, or let's say the contemporary, the modern femme fatale. Lilith is the Old Testament version of it.
The supernatural.
Exactly, it's a supernatural demon that came as a human, humanized version in Alban Berg's work, for example, Lulu. So they are their sisters.
They're sisters. Lilith is dus de oude, ja, de oud testamentische, zeg maar, bovennatuurlijke symbool van de femme fatale, de slechte vrouw. En is verpersoonlijkt in deze tijd in Lulu van Alban Berg. This, you just played a part of a piece called Lilith, huh? From William Bolcom. Yeah. So there is a musical piece called Lilith, and there's also Lulu from Alban Berg. You combine those two pieces together?
Actually, Lilith by William Bolcom was our starting point.
Okay.
We found this piece, it's original for saxophone piano, and we
it's
found...
It's great, yeah.
Yeah, it's wow. Fantastic, yeah. Interesting music.
Yeah.
And we found, yeah, we can create a story around that, and Christos came up with the idea to actually connect it to the 20th century by using also Lulu, mm-hmm. and to use music.
But it's very 20th century music from this Lilith person.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, William Bolcom wrote that in the 80s. So it is even later, much later.
Yeah. And what's the story you want to tell? What do you want people to think of those two women when they go home tomorrow after the concert?
It is a portrait, a double portrait of those.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you must be intrigued by those women as well, not just the music.
Absolutely, and they have been intriguing for many artists, but also for Goethe and Keats, for example, mm-hmm. in literature. But we want to have the audience have a glimpse of what they are and who they are, of their personality and what they stand for. The scary and demonic part of Lilith, and the more personal, humanized and psychologized version Lulu. And also, I think Alban Berg's music does it in a very good way to show the depth of the person, of this figure,
person.
And to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And also through that, to understand the music.
Ja, ze willen dus ook door de muziek dat je misschien een diepere begrip krijgt voor de personages Lulu en trouwens ook Lilith, denk ik. Het zijn gewoon intrigerende vrouwen en al eeuwen geweest voor kunstenaars om iets mee te doen, voor schrijvers en dus ook voor componisten. Lots of success tomorrow, 8 o'clock, 8 uur, in Café Belcampo en het is bij de Hallen dat u dat weet, in West. Thanks for
Thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank you
so much.